Hello, everyone. Today is June the 25th, 2019, and you're at the Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today as he shares one of his secret spiritual laws of nature with us. Before we hear from Alex, I'm going to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. We also like to open each program with this following quote from Dr. Oz. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And we'd like to share it because the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having shared that, I want to bring out Alex. And Alex, I think our topic is there is something to miss. Is that right? I think you're muted, Alex.
Ah, you are right. Yes. Just there's something missing, but something to miss will work too. Thank you, Johanna. All right. Welcome, everyone, wherever you are in the world, whenever you are, whatever your situation is, we are delighted and honored by your presence. Every week we try to give you a little something to think about, a little something to challenge you, maybe get you out of your box, and a little something to apply that maybe will make your week a little better, maybe every once in a while your life a little better from now on. So we hope we're doing that. Today we're going to be talking about, are you missing something in your life? And if so, what is that? Because in my experience, most people feel they're missing something, but what they're really missing is not that. So they're focused on the wrong thing. And I'm going to try to share with you what those things are, how you can get refocused, and how that can make a big difference in your life when you are not missing what's most important to you anymore, as maybe you are now. So welcome. All right. When I was, I don't remember exactly, 12, 13, 14 years old, I was somehow bamboozled into preaching at the church where my family worshiped. And I say that because I did not want to do it. It was really scary for me. Little did I know how scary when I walked out there to that podium. I really kind of felt like I was going to have a heart attack, because an old memory was coming up for me and being reactivated that was one of the most significant traumas of my life. Now, I had no idea what it was. At that moment, I thought it was just I was scared to be speaking. But that's rarely the case. It's usually connected to an early memory, one in your unconscious, even something generational that you don't know about, okay? And that's what happened for me. But when I finally was able to say what I had planned to say, I kind of told a story. And you probably heard this story. It was not original with me then. In fact, I've heard it a number of other places, probably before then and after then. But the gist of the story is that there was a young boy or girl, in my case a boy, and an angel or a wise old man or woman came to the boy and said, "Are you happy?" And the young boy said, well, I'll really be happy when I'm not a kid anymore and people don't treat me like a kid and I can do what I want when I want. Years later, in college, the boy is now in college, and the wise old person comes to the boy now in college who is over 18 and legal to do most things and says, all right, you're an adult now. Are you happy? Well, you know, I'll really be happy when I get out of college and I can, you know, really start my adult life. College is still kind of preparation. So the wise old person comes back on after graduation. Are you happy? Well, you know, things are really kind of a struggle now. I don't have much money and I can't really afford the kind of house and the kind of car and to go on vacations and the clothes that I really would like to have. So, I'll be happy when, you know, my career gets established and I've got more money coming in, and you get the idea. So about 35 or so, the boy is in a job making good money, nice car, nice house, nice vacations. Are you happy? The old person comes back. Are you happy now? You've got what you wanted. Well, you know, life is just so hectic and busy and wow, it's just really stressful. I'll be happy when I'm a little bit older and things sort of slow down a little bit. The old person comes back when the boy is 45, 50, 55, something like that. And sure enough, life has slowed down a little bit. The boy is now in charge of other people and making even more money. And are you happy? Well, you know, I'm really sort of tired. I've been doing this for 20, 30 years now. I'll be happy when I can retire and just sort of relax and do anything I want, and the day will be slow and easy and peaceful. The wise old man comes back at retirement. Are you happy? You know, I really wish I was young again. And, you know, that's maybe kind of an extreme example, but in other ways it's not. Most of the people I have known, most of the people even in my own family have lived their life that way. I believe I was well on the way to living my life that way when life sort of hit me like a 2x4 between the eyes and knocked me flat. And I hit bottom at about 27 years old and reevaluated everything in my life and made some new commitments, made some major changes, and have for sure been on a completely different path in my life from that time. But what I find is that doesn't happen to most people. Most people, they either don't ever completely hit bottom, so they still feel like they have too much to lose to change, or even when they hit bottom and say they're changing, they revert back to their natural programming from their family, their genetics, their growing up years, etc. And so most people at almost any point in time in their life feel like something's missing, or they have the question, am I missing something? And wrapped up in that is kind of this notion of, I'll be happy when. Okay? Well, if you noticed in the example about when I preached that sermon when I was a child, virtually every single thing the boy said, all the way from being a child to retirement, was about external circumstances, life circumstances. Where do you live? How much money do you make? What kind of car do you drive? What kind of clothes do you wear? Who are you married to? How do they treat you? Where do you work? Is it the job that you really want to have and it's fulfilling? External circumstances. I'll be happy when. Well, when you're living your life that way, there is always something missing. I remember one time in my life when everything was going great. And I literally remember saying, I had just won a major tennis tournament. I went to college, university on a tennis scholarship, played all my life. I had just won an even bigger badminton tournament. I was better at that than I was in tennis. I was dating someone that I was really thrilled about. And I literally remember saying, I don't think my life can get any better. Okay? You probably felt like that a time or two in your life as well. Well, guess what happened? Out of the blue, unexpectedly, I got a big chunk of money that I had not been expecting. That was a total surprise. So, you know, within 24 hours of saying, I don't think my life could get any better, it got better. So, if I had known about that, okay, sometime soon I'm going to be getting this big chunk of money, and I had thought to myself, okay, could my life get any better? I would have answered differently. I would have said, oh, yeah, it's going to get better in a few days when I get this chunk of money. But because I didn't know about that, I said, I don't know that my life could get any better. Most of us feel like something could always be better, and very often we feel like something's missing. And that's why we buy things that we don't need. We spend time, lots of time for most of us, doing things that do not really contribute to the spiritual health and happiness of our life, like watching 6 hours of mindless TV every night, like doing habits and addictions that we know are working against what we really want for our life, whether it's the way we eat or what we read or what we watch or what we think or the way we treat people. Okay? There's always something that is missing. Well, think about this. You can't have and want at the same time regarding the same thing. You can want it, which means you don't have it, or you can have it, which usually means you don't want it. But you can't do both at the same time about the same thing. So would you rather want or have? And this is a much bigger spiritual issue than maybe it seems on the surface, because out of having comes gratitude, thankfulness, contentment, fulfillment, patience, delayed gratification, etc. Out of wanting comes instant gratification, not being happy and content, and all the negative emotions and thoughts and feelings and beliefs and habits that go along with that. Okay, so I would say one of the things I'd like you to think about this week regarding this issue is in the things of your life, do you have or do you want? Chances are, if you want, now there's exceptions. If you're in a life-threatening situation, of course, you want to be out of that and safe. I'm excluding that. I'm excluding legitimate fight or flight situations in your life, okay? But almost anything else, if you're in a spiritual place of want, you are discontent. You are not really happy. You're thinking, I'll be happy when, like the story I told in my sermon as a young boy. And very often, when you live a life of want, almost everything in your life revolves around want, 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 rather than having. Okay? So that is one shift I would encourage you to pray about, to use Trilogy Memory Engineering, Rapid Eye Stress Release, the Love Code, on that issue so that you can get to a place of having and being grateful for what you have rather than always wanting, which leads to more wanting. Most people go from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing. I feel like something's missing. Oh, I'll get a new boat. So you, for a year, are looking at boat magazines and online at different boats and talking to people about boats, and you're fantasizing about it at night out on the lake with your new boat and how wonderful that's going to be, and then it virtually never lives up to the expectation. So a year after you have the boat, you're like, okay, that didn't do it for me. Now I'm going to think about a new car, or I'm going to think about a new job. And of course, there's times you maybe should get a new job in order to do what you love, what you feel called to, a better opportunity, things like that. But you don't have to want in order to make that change. You can still be grateful and appreciate what you have while you take steps to do the thing that you believe is better, more healthy for you and your family. But most people don't live that way. They go from want to want to want, always feeling like something's missing. And the problem is, in most cases, something is missing, but it's not in your external circumstances. And again, I'm excluding life or death, fight or flight situations, but typically that's not the people I'm dealing with, okay? They're not usually in a life or death situation. They're just unhappy, or depressed, or angry, or have a health problem or something, and don't know how to solve it. We have become tricked through thousands of years of devolution in our memories into believing that what we want comes through our circumstances, when that is virtually never the case. What we really need and desire comes from our internal circumstances. It comes from the spiritual. It comes from, are you choosing love or fear-based selfishness? Are you living in joy or sadness, hopelessness, and helplessness? Are you living in peace or anxiety and stress? Are you living in patience or anger and wrong goals and irritation and frustration, okay? Well, if you're experiencing the negative, 9 times out of 10, it's because your focus is on the external, not the internal. There's a law of externals and a law of internals. The law of externals is a black hole. The more you feed it, the more it sucks up and drains your energy and suppresses your immune system and all that sort of thing, okay? If your focus is the internal and trying as best you can with God's help, with using our tools, through prayer, through meditation, through intention, of as best you can in the present moment, staying in a place of love, joy, peace, internally, regardless of what's happening externally, and giving the end results, your circumstances and expectations, up to God or love. That those are two totally different ways of living. One leads to peace, one leads to anxiety, stress, health problems, broken relationships, and really usually a similar scenario to the sermon I preached, where at the end of your life you're filled with regret because now you realize what's most important, but you're out of time. So today I would encourage you, ask you, beg you to join with Johanna and I on that road less traveled, that 1 in 10 or 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000 choose to live from the present moment, to live from your internal circumstances and the law of internals rather than the law of externals and your external circumstances, to live from a place of having rather than a place of wanting. And I think you will be absolutely shocked at the monumental difference that makes in your health, your happiness, your relationships, everything. Tom Hanks is one of my favorite actors, along with a whole lot of other people. And he was in a movie a number of years ago called Joe Versus the Volcano. It was one of his quirkier movies. It was a romantic comedy with Meg Ryan. And I'll never forget, he was talking to this young lady, and they were just talking, sitting in a car, looking out over Los Angeles from above at the pretty lights. And the girl was sharing with him that really she wanted to kill herself. She wanted to commit suicide. She didn't want to live anymore. She couldn't take it anymore. Her life of, and if you'd seen the movie, her life of very obvious I want and externals and trying one external circumstance after another, trying to make her happy, and nothing worked, including money, et cetera. And what Tom Hanks's character said to her has always stuck with me. He said, well, if you're so miserable that you don't want to live anymore, then why not try what you're most afraid of, what you're most afraid to try, which for her was leaving Los Angeles and starting over kind of on her own to live her own life instead of being taken care of by dad and living in luxury and all that sort of thing. And so her response to him was, leave Los Angeles? I mean, I could never do that. That is so risky. I don't remember the exact words she used. But then Tom Hanks' character responded, and here's the quote, playing it safe is just about the riskiest thing, may be just about the riskiest thing a person like you can do. Think about that this week. Playing it safe may be the riskiest thing you can do. And what I'm talking about is spiritually, I'm not saying you sell everything or give everything to the poor or move or make any significant changes, but I'm saying what I'm talking about today as far as risky is giving up the external circumstances of your life as the thing you're looking to make you happy, healthy, successful, complete, giving that up to God, giving it up to love, and focusing on love, joy, peace in the present moment, regardless of your circumstances, and the end results are not up to me, so I give them up. And sometimes they'll be what I want, sometimes they'll be what I don't want, sometimes it'll just be different, somewhere in between. But here's the rub. Dr. Dan Gilbert, in his wonderful book, Stumbling into Happiness, based on original research they did on the campus at Harvard, and the culmination of that study was this, a direct quote from Dr. Gilbert, expectations are a happiness killer. And the reason he said that is they found that the instant you have one of these external, something's missing, I need a new car, I need a new boat, I need a new wife, I need a new, as soon as you have that as your goal, it spikes your stress. If you're already stressed, it shoots it through the roof. And from that, the spike stress, comes just about everything that we would call failure. Health problems, broken relationships, unhappiness, negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative brain chemistry and physiology in your body. On the other hand, when you give those expectations up to God, to love, and your focus is just in the present moment on love as best you can, the stress melts away. Here come positive emotions, positive feelings, positive physiology. Your immune system starts working the way, the miraculous way that it's capable of, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there is that moment of risk. There is that moment of stepping out on the limb and saying, okay, boy, I've been living my whole life this way, and I'm gonna change. I'm going to start living by the law of internals instead of the law of externals as best I can. You'll never do it right, but as best I can. Love is the greatest risk of all. Why? Because when you truly love, you make yourself vulnerable to more pain and less pleasure, as opposed to seeking pleasure and avoiding pain, the law of externals. But the rewards are beyond words. You have to experience it. You really can't even describe it to someone. But as I've helped people do this for about the last 20 years, the way my clients tend to describe it to me is, you know what? This isn't really what I pictured when I made this change, but I know it is what is perfect for me and my life, and I would never go back. So how about you? Is there something missing from your life? And are you trying to fill it endlessly with something that can never satisfy it? If so, maybe the riskiest thing, maybe playing it safe or by continuing to do what you've been doing, is the riskiest thing you can do. That's it for me, Johanna.
All right. Thank you, Alex. That was awesome. And remember, everyone, you can listen again to this message if you go to iTunes and or podcast, Podbean. Subscribe to that, and these are going to be posted for you. And there's many that are there that are archived as well. Look for Whole Life Healing with Dr. Alex Lloyd, and you'll be able to find it there. So we're going to open the lines for any of you who would like to have a custom trilogy or custom healing code. You could just simply raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone. And that raises your hand on my screen. So I can unmute your phone and we can get a customized trilogy or healing code for you. This is not a time for us to teach you how to do it. So if you do not know how to do the trilogy yet, I would say I would suggest you go to dralexanderlloyd.com/trilogy-training, and you can learn it for free there. And then once you're familiar with that, come back on and we'll get you a customized trilogy. If you want a healing code or a healing code 2 or combo, just let me know that as well when we open your line. Again, this is not a time to teach you how to do it. Hopefully you know already what the healing codes are about or what the trilogy is about. And therefore, it's not really a teaching time or a question and answer time. It's time for you to get a custom code. So press star 2 on your phone if you would like to have a custom code. And I will unmute your line. And right now we have plenty of time for that, so don't be shy. You can go ahead and press star 2, and we'll most likely get to you today. All right, our first caller, your number ends in 3572. And who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy, and what would you like to address?
I would like a new custom trilogy for someone else, please. And
okay.
It's a physical pain issue with the main emotion being frustration.
Okay. And what is their name?
Kara.
Kara, okay. Can you say for me, I am testing for Kara.
I am testing for Kara.
Can you say, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issue.
The fear issue.
Okay, so frustration is another form of fear. That's why I had you state that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we'll get the first minute, which is the tapping.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do the eyebrows all the way through to the side of the hand. So just tap all of those all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Then a custom is going to be collarbone, little finger, thumb, sore spots, then side of the eyes, under the eyes, under the nose, chin, and then we'll do the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, second minute, healing code. Only three positions. Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. Then switch hands, right hand brainstem, left hand high bridge. And then both hands Adam's apple.
Okay.
Okay, minute number 3 is for the governing conception and energy centers. We're going to start at the base and slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine, and we're going to do that 2 times. Then the third time, we're going to start at the heart. And we're going to hold it there for about 4 or 5 seconds. Imagine the heart being open and in harmony with all the other energy centers. Then slide down to the base. And then up to the throat. And hold there. And then go back down to the base and slide all the way up and over. And that's it.
So that would be slide back down to the base or just go to the
mm-hmm.
base? Okay.
Just slide. Always slide your hand.
Okay.
Try to keep your hands always on your body, except for, you know, when you touch the top of your spine, and then, of course, you got to lift your hands to put them back on the base. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, our next caller is a web caller, and I see a name, Sharon. Your line is open.
Yes. Hi. I know how to do the trilogy, the three-minute one, so I think I'm okay. I have had some kind of a nerve pain in my big toe that's been for years, but now all of a sudden it's getting worse.
Okay, and how is that making you feel emotionally?
Frustrated and scared.
And about how strong is that frustration and fear?
Since I have practitioners that also help me, I'd say it's still about a 7.
Okay. Do you have an early memory, Sharon, that you can recall feeling the same kind of fear, maybe even frustration, that comes up similar to what you're feeling right now with this condition? Any time in your life when you felt that?
Earlier than that.
Maybe even when you were a child.
Okay. Sorry. I have an iris thing going to make my screen gray in a moment. Frustration that is related to the same type of pain thing or any kind of frustration?
No, any time when you have felt this kind of a fear and frustration about anything.
Okay. There was a time back maybe 20 years ago where I had fear and frustration about a lump under my arm that wasn't healing and needed to be biopsied. So I was frustrated it wouldn't heal and scared that it might be something.
Okay. When you just thought of that memory, how strong was that when you experienced the fear?
At the time, that one was a 10.
Right now, when you think about it, how does it feel?
Oh, right now, when I think about it, well, it's all resolved, so it's not as big a deal. I just thinking about.
But when you
think about
when you put yourself
like probably like a 6. Just thinking back about how
you felt. Okay, and that's what we want you to recognize. This one does need some healing still. So even though it was resolved, we do want to heal the memories that are stored there that still are resonating in the same intellect and emotion and everything that when it happened. So even though it was resolved, initially there was that fear. So we want to heal that memory. And any other memories that have this as well, anytime when you felt a similar kind of fear.
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead and get your trilogy. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue. Okay. Minute number 1 for the tapping. We're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way through to the side of the hand.
Okay.
And just go straight through. Okay. Then we're going to start under the arms. Sore spots.
Yeah.
Collarbone. Side of the hand. Under the nose. Chin. Side of the eyes. Under the eyes. And then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number 2, healing code. Left hand brainstem, right hand below the belly.
Okay.
Second position. Okay. Second is both hands temples.
Okay.
Third position is left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem, and that's it.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three.
Okay.
We're going to start at the base, slide all the way up and over.
Okay.
Then we're going to go back to the base and slide up, only pause at each center for 4 to 5 seconds.
Okay.
The third time, we're going to start at the heart. Slide up to the crown. Then slide back down to the base and then up and over. And that's it.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
All right.
Okay. Our next caller, your phone ends in 4283. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry. Okay. 4283, and your line is open.
Thank you, Johanna. It's Elizabeth again.
Hi, Elizabeth again. How are you?
Well, I am doing all right. His talk today was very helpful to me, and I'm still working on the code that you gave me, I believe, last week, and it was concerning my problem, my emotions of staying in California a little longer. But
okay.
I've had another situation come up where it involves my daughter. I need her. I would like for her to cooperate with me on a business deal that I've got going, and she's very opposed, but she is giving me some cooperation. But I just, you know, I realize that without this, I mean that with it, I'm receiving hope for a better future. So I really don't know how to address it.
How do you feel when she doesn't approve or she doesn't cooperate? How does that make you feel?
Oh, it troubles me. It I mean, it saddens me. It, I guess, fearful that, you know, that we can't cooperate or we can't get on the same page. We just, you know.
Okay, and when you can't get on the same page or your fear of not getting on the same page, then what does that mean? How does that make you feel? Is she in the business with you, or is she just
no,
not supporting you in it?
Yeah, she's just not supporting me in it.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it. I may be frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could go frustrated.
Okay, so what I want you to do is pray about that and think about all the things that you're feeling because of this lack of support from your daughter. How does that make you feel? What kind of fears are coming up? What kind of limiting beliefs are coming up? And use the code or trilogy that we create to address those things in you so that you have a peace and you have clarity on what to do regarding the business, whether she supports you or not. So these are all things that you know, we can't change the way she feels, but we can change the fears and things coming up in your heart. Okay. Does an early memory come up when you think about how you're feeling about all this right now and her lack of support? Is memory that comes up that has those same kind of fears?
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, maybe about.
Okay.
Yeah.
When, okay, yeah. So you always you want to look for that. You want to look for those because see whatever has happened in the past where you have felt similarly, that's all projecting into what's happening in this moment. So it can really distort things and make things, you know, feel and seem a lot bigger than what they really are when the past is playing into the present. So you want to find any early memories when you have felt that as well.
Right.
All right. So did you want a trilogy or a healing code?
Trilogy is fine.
Okay. Okay. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay, very good. Okay, so we're going to start with the tapping, and we're going to go from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hands, just straight through. Then
the side of the
we're
hands,
going
to, okay.
Yeah, and then we're going to start... And then we're going to go to the collarbones, the chin, under the eyes, side of the eyes, little finger, index finger, side of the hand, then the sore spots, under the arms.
Okay, just a sec. I'm sorry.
So we got the
sore
side
spots.
Of the hand. Yeah,
yeah,
sore spots. And then under the arms. And then the 9G.
All right.
Okay, second minute, healing code. Both hands, temples.
Okay.
Both hands below the belly button. Left hand jaw, right hand Adam's apple.
Okay.
Left hand bridge, right hand jaw. And that's it.
Hand jaw. Okay.
Okay, third minute. We're going to start at the base. We're going to slide all the way up and over. And we're going to do that again. So two times at the base, up and over. While you're doing that, imagine the rivers just completely filling to overflowing. Okay, so you do that twice. The third time, we're going to start at the solar plexus, and we're going to pause there. Just hold it there for 4 or 5 seconds. Then you're going to slide down to just the solar plexus is your tummy.
Okay, belly.
Yeah, and then you're going to slide under, then you're going to slide down to under your belly button, so just below your belly button.
Okay.
Okay, so below the belly button. Okay, then we're going to slide all the way up to the throat. So when you slide down to these different things, you can hold it for 3 or 4 seconds or up to 5 seconds is fine. Okay, then go up to the throat.
Okay.
And then go up, all the way over to top of the spine. And if you want to do that more slowly, that's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to rush to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Elizabeth. God bless.
Bless you. Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, and let's see. We have another caller. Your number ends in 5920. 5920, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. I was wondering if I could get a custom code, healing code, to sue for my husband for sciatica.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you want to test, what is he experiencing emotionally with this?
Okay.
I talked
to him before. So it's frustration. And earlier in his life, he remembers feeling the same kind of frustration when his body didn't coordinate well doing sports in school and stuff like that.
Okay. So, okay, we want to bring in any of those kind of memories.
Okay.
And what is your husband's name?
His name is Jim.
Okay, Jim. Can you say for me, I'm testing for Jim?
I'm testing for Jim.
Okay. I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This frustration issue.
This frustration issue.
Okay, very good. Okay, just a moment. Okay, both hands high bridge.
Okay.
Both hands brainstem.
Okay.
Left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Okay.
Left hand below the belly button, right hand on the high bridge.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, thank you. I think my phone's going to die.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We might have time for another one or two. If any of you still would like to get a custom code, you can raise your hand by pressing star two on your phone. Let me refresh and see if there's any new hands up. I think that's going to be it. Okay. Well, we'll meet you again next week. Thank you all for participating again. We really love it when you all show up, and we love being able to help you personally as well. So hopefully we'll meet you again next week. Bye-bye.